I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Mental health care in the U.S. is supposed to be covered by insurance companies, same as physical health care, but that's often not the case. Today, the Biden administration is proposing a rule to force insurers to stick to what laws require. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins us now from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
America's, they call them mental health parity laws, been on the books for about 15 years or so. Why this new rule now?
Because according to the Biden administration, plus many advocates and lots of patients, insurance companies often just ignore these laws or make it really hard for people to use them. So, for example, maybe it'll be easy to get your insurer to cover medication or nutrition counseling for something like diabetes, but not for an eating disorder.
And what would this specific Biden administration proposal seek to change?
A couple of things. I was on a call last night with White House domestic policy advisor Neera Tanden previewing this rule, and she said it would make insurance companies do their own evaluations to identify where they're not adhering to the current law and give specific examples of what that looks like, and then fix those problems.
Specifically, health plans must use similar factors in setting out-of-network payment rates for mental health providers as they do for medical providers. For example, they can't use more restrictive prior authorization or narrower networks that make it harder for people to access mental health benefits than medical benefits.
Kimberly, you got a lot of people listening right now who want to know when they might start seeing some changes.
Right. It's a proposed rule, so it has to go through the normal comment and review process, which takes a few months. But hopefully, you know, you'd see some change after that. One group that might see change a bit faster would be about 90,000 people covered under certain government-provided insurance plans. There was previously a loophole that made about 200 of those plans exempt from the laws, and this rule would close that loophole.
All right. Marketplace's senior Washington correspondent, Kimberly Adams, thank you very much.
No problem, David.